This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Prizes and prizes and prizes. We have Third Eye Blind tickets today. We have Guns N' Roses tickets today. And we have... this is the big one that we do at 9 o'clock every day.
It's huge.
We're getting people qualified for this at 9:05 and 5:05. Is it just this week or for 2 weeks?
I'm not sure. Let me check on that.
Okay. Because listen to what this prize is. This is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure by Disney England and France Vacation.
I'm in.
Yeah, I...
you don't have to tell me anything else. Disney does everything perfect.
This is 8 days, 7 nights. You go to London... you tour a bunch of castles, then you cross the channel to France, and you go to Paris. And then you go to Disney in Paris. This is so freaking crazy.
And it's a week-long trip.
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I guess Disney does these Adventures by Disney.
Whatever.
Adventures
they do
by
everything
Disney is
perfect,
the name of the thing.
So
right?
I'm sure it will
it's
be
incredible.
Masterfully planned and everything will be just where it should be.
Adventures by Disney. Ding ding. Shame. It's insanity. I was reading this thing this morning as we're about to start this contest. I'm like, oh my God, how do I sign up for this? So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get people qualified for this. 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock. You get a $50 gift card for Disney. Just for playing the game, if you're calling number 97, and then you're in the running for this grand prize. 8 days, 7 nights.
Well,
it's incredible.
A hard win, because anytime we give Disney away, it's the big gift.
People
it's
start calling
it 8:30.
It's the big
prize, right? It's huge. So.
Just, okay, England and France Vacation. All right, that
be
sounds...
on your game for this one, folks.
All right, let's start the trash. We made some prop bets.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
I think I won this.
No. You didn't.
Who did?
Well, let's see. There were 10 questions. I got 3 right.
Okay.
It looks like Bryn got 3 right. And there were random things like how long will Demi Lovato take to sing the national anthem? Over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes.
That Disney contest is just for this week, by the way.
Oh, just this week. So there'll be 10 qualifiers. You have a 1 in 10 chance of winning it if you get through.
Which is a great chance.
It's huge.
Back to Demi Lovato. How long did she take?
She took over 2 minutes.
Oh, that's what I guessed.
I'm sorry. She took under 2 minutes.
Right.
I have to figure out how to read this thing. They filled out all the right answers. She took under 2 minutes. You and I both guessed over 2 minutes. Heads or tails? I said tails. You said heads. So that's one of the ones I got right. Who will score first? Niners. You and I both got that right. What's the jersey number of the first player to score a touchdown? Over 26.5, under 26.5. It was
over.
It was over.
It was 44.
But you
guessed over.
Hold on. God damn it. Why can't I figure this out? It was actually, I got that one right. It was under 26.
No,
and
it was over.
It
was over 26.
Well, they're saying here
the fullback scored the touchdown.
What's the guy's number?
44.
Where did you check these?
It was on a Bleacher Report that it was the jersey number. It was under.
What was it?
It was. I'll find it, but it was. I think it was 20. Number 20.
What?
That's what Bleacher Report said.
Don't ask me, ma'am. I'm reading what Nicole gave
me.
Badly at that.
It was a field goal, right? So what's that?
Is the wording there score a first touchdown or score a first point?
Oh, there you go. Jersey number to score the first touchdown.
Touchdown.
Oh, maybe I misread that.
Okay, so the first point was a kick. Right. It was by our guy and Robbie Gold, and he's like, what, number six?
Yeah.
Or number nine or something like that? But that's not the touchdown. The touchdown was our
fullback.
First player
to score a touchdown.
Okay.
So find that info.
Yeah, I'll find that.
That means that, hold on, this person got it.
Number nine. Is that what that showed? Robbie Gold?
Yes. Number nine.
Yeah, he's number nine. But he's the kicker.
All right, then you got that one right, but that still doesn't give you the win.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
well, right. I know. No, now they're all questioning.
Everything's in question.
Questionable. All right, so hold on. I'm going to make a mark by that one because you might have gotten that one right. And that actually brings me down to a two.
Mm-hmm.
Which might make me officially the worst. Hold on, let me see. Bryn said.
I said under it.
Oh, you said under two, so if that's wrong, then you're also at a two.
That sucks.
Because Bryn also got 2 points.
And where am I at?
You were at, hold on, where is Vin? You were at four, but you might have five.
Oh, so I did win.
No, you didn't win.
Well,
other people played this
game
Vonda
besides.
Too, yeah,
and
Vonda
Nicole.
And Nicole.
Oh, God. You're telling me Vaughn came in out of nowhere with his Kansas City Chiefs and won?
He's going like this.
Oh.
What can I say?
Yeah,
the Chiefs. Him liking the Chiefs helped him a lot in this game. His predictions were pretty dead on. Although he had 7 out of 10 before we looked at the wording of this touchdown thing, and you didn't get that one right, which puts you at 6, which still is a win, but not as resounding.
Look up our fullback's number. I'll tell you right now. I believe it's 44, but that's name?
Vinny is correct. It's number 44.
All right, so Vaughn, that takes you down to 6, and Vinny, that brings you up to
use check.
5.
Yeah.
It starts with a J, but
I know
the J has nothing to do with it.
Let's see if there's any other.
No, juice check.
Yeah, J-Lo, just so many changes. Was it, let's see, how many wardrobe changes, over 2.5 or under 2.5? It was
well over
mm-hmm. 2.5.
Hey, can I ask
you
I guess we should wait.
Oh, no, it's, well, go ahead, what?
So did you watch the whole halftime show?
Oh, yes.
Was anybody else surprised how much time Shakira got?
I wasn't. I knew that they would probably split it. What I was surprised by was that there was... the integration didn't come until the very end. I was like, oh, so it's just two separate shows. What I was most surprised by is the new term at my house, which is called front ass, which is where you get to see someone's almost their whole ass from below in the front.
Oh, that's an awesome look.
Yeah.
I love that look.
It's, oh my God. It's all I really wanted to see. And also, could there be a skinnier little piece of fabric?
There could.
Probably,
there probably could, yeah.
You think there could be? I mean, not much skinnier. I mean,
is skinnier.
But then you're not covering anything.
Right.
I mean, I just was like, oh God, did I just see a lip? That's not what I want to see
you
at
did?
All.
You did? No.
Listen, I didn't. But
didn't.
I was staring as hard as I could to see. That was a TNA show. Like, there was no bothering with singing. There was just like, let's bring our asses out here and shake them and show you them from the front.
So that is...
I hated that.
I waited till the halftime show and then I split for home. But I had previously gone to the house and set the recording.
Oh.
So I knew I was going to be able to get there.
And you wanted to be alone when you watched that. I understand.
It had nothing
to
do with that.
Front ass has got, it's
so I started watching Shakira and I was like, she looks great. Mm. She's rolling through her hits. I didn't hear Try Everything from Zootopia, which was disappointing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because I love that song. I actually had this question with the missus. I'm like, I can't wait to hear the Zootopia hit. And she's like, you think she's going to do that, huh? Why wouldn't she? Because only certain people would love that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. It seems pretty universal.
This is a family show.
Anyway, I didn't hear Try
reports.
Anything, but I was really surprised, first of all, that she got so much time.
Mm-hmm.
As I was watching it, I'm thinking, J-Lo gave her half the time.
Yeah, they 6 minutes each. And then they did a little together. What I thought my favorite part was that J-Lo's daughter was out there singing.
Oh, I didn't see that. So I missed a lot. By the time they got to J-Lo, I didn't see a crossover, so I was surprised.
Very, very end, yeah.
And I didn't see that.
Yeah. They had a bunch of children in cages. I'm not sure what exactly. They were like in those round kind of cage thing. I'm like, oh, God, caged children. I guess I was just watching it with a different eye than...
Yeah, you were.
Most of America's like, oh my God, I can see your ass from the front. This is amazing. Such a little rubber band thing she's got on there. That's go. I've mentally removed that.
Well, I didn't see. Everything Bryn's showing me right now, I didn't see.
Oh,
I didn't see
Shakira
the drums.
Shakira hops on the drums.
That's J Lo's kid?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's Shakira on the drums.
So, are they singing?
No.
This is all lip sync. You think?
Well. Their mics were live, but yeah. I think it's that thing where they... did you miss the double ass shake then, too?
There right here,
I didn't see that either.
Which, by the way, I will say this. I think that Shakira might actually be bare-legged, and J-Lo's got those shiny things that actually make your legs look fat, because Shakira's ass has the natural movement of the... It's just beautiful. Show him the ass shake again.
I'll go back
where
to the ass shake.
J-Lo's is just tightly packed like a balloon.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, there's waves running through her butt.
Yeah, like Shakira's Yikes. Got some natural beauty happening. And listen, I love J-Lo, but she's packed
into that
outfit.
You know what hurts me? And I know this is so stupid and judgy or whatever.
Judge
but
away, baby.
As J-Lo enters the scene, I think she was on a stripper bar.
Yeah, I loved the stripper pole addition to the family show.
Sorry, stripper bar. Look at whatever me, I'm clueless. Anyway, she's on the stripper pole, and she's doing the Jenny from the Block in the middle of a football field with a fan blowing her hair back. In the
Well, you gotta have that.
But it's hard.
It's so good.
I'm Jenny from the Block with a breeze, making me look like...
I'm still Jenny from the Block.
What?
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Is amazing.
I love that stage. Is that the same? They seem like they whip that one out all the time. There's always some cool... thing going on, but they made it look like they were standing in a tunnel. Oh yeah. Oh, do we get a little front ass in this picture? Yeah,
lots of fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Tons of fireworks.
Well, anyway, I missed. I saw some of it, and it was fine. It was what you'd expect. Mm. Singing and dancing. It's not my type of music, though. So I wasn't.
Well, I'm with you there.
Wasn't really familiar with all the hits, but nobody got hurt, right? I mean, everybody made it through this okay.
You know what? Vaughn, you actually tied with Yuzette. Sorry, bud. You're not a clear win.
Oh. So it's Vaughn and Yuzette, then me?
Then you.
Ah!
And actually, let me see. Nicole goes down a spot, too, because we had a couple of... Oh, no, you go up a spot. You go to a 5.
Oh, okay.
Because of that one thing with the TD. So you and Vinny tied for second. And and Bryn and I got 2 points each.
Tied for the
tied,
worst.
Tied okay. for the worst. We're tied for
that
the
sucks.
Worst. You're also a loser. Vaughn
Everybody lost.
Is the winner. Congratulations, Vaughn, on everything. Prop bets. 10 allegedly interesting facts from the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm not going to
look, I liked
these.
It. I thought it was
sure.
I
liked it.
Let
right
me tell you what
like
I thought about
anymore.
That opening was so I didn't watch, I didn't turn my TV on till 3 o'clock.
No.
Like I just wanted no part. You know, there's such a wear factor to it.
Right.
That
lead
if you
up
watch that
crazy.
All day, by the time the game starts, you're just over it already. So I turned my TV on at 3. The way they started that game with the kid and the football and him running.
What
did they
run it all the way home or what was it?
Take it home.
Take it home, kid.
Take it home, kid.
Take it to the house.
Take it to the house. That's what it was.
Kid. And him running through, not that just that field, but then he's runs cross country with the ball.
All through
the
all different kinds of cities.
That part with Joe Montana
zones.
And Steve Young and Jimmy G.
Yeah, that's
oh my God,
made
so funny.
Me, and he's holding everybody's bags. I loved that so much. I rewound it and watched it again.
There was rapt attention at my house too. Like, oh my God. And Garoppolo just does it. Okay.
Well, he does have 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks ahead of him as 49er history goes.
Yeah.
Way ahead of him, too, by the way, now that he's lost a Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, that was an
I loved it.
Awesome
I just thought, so I was
lead up.
Already emotional as he runs onto the field in real life. I thought it was just perfect. And then I started welling up a tear. I'm like, oh my God, I'm already crying. This is just starting.
Did you cry during any of the other stuff?
Tons of it.
Oh, really? What did you cry during?
I can't even tell you all the ads that got me.
Wow.
There were
I didn't shed a tear. I watched every ad.
Oh, cold heart.
God, what's? Are you dead inside?
I must be.
Your kids are old. That's why.
That must be it.
Look at this. He's running onto the field, and the kids are all getting the crowd going. It's incredible.
I said that first thing to Sarah today. I was like, I love the way it started. She goes,
Oh, my God.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That was beautiful, I thought.
I thought so, too.
Look at him.
I was like, this is amazing. It's so cool.
What does that say to the next 100?
To the next
100. Here's to the next one? Mm-hmm. Oh, here's to the next 100. Can't see the whole thing.
Amazing.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid got his first Super Bowl win. Deuces were wild. It was his 222nd career win as a head coach, and it happened on 0202020, which is a palindrome date.
Oh.
I don't know how many of those we're going to get. Reid had previously been the winningest coach in NFL history who never had a championship.
Yeah.
So good for him.
A lot of people were rooting for him as the sympathetic win, whether or not you cared about either team, just because he's been around and people like him and he works hard.
On the other hand, Kyle Shanahan continues his reign as the guy who screws up a major lead.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I don't like to come in after anything like that and be all, "Wow, the refs," but God damn it, the refs.
What a scam.
That Kittle had that. He caught that, and that was not interference. It was fine.
That was ridiculous. That guy was all over him.
Let those two play.
Right.
For crying out loud. And it was, they took back what would have been a touchdown.
Right. And they got a touchdown. That dude's foot was clearly in the line. There's no, that foot on the line then breaks the plane. F that. That was not a touchdown.
Right. I agree. So, yeah, I don't want to be that guy, but I definitely
am that guy. Like, God damn it. That's ridiculous. Those two right there, that would have changed the entire outcome.
Right.
Yeah. I was heated.
Well, just the Kittle play alone was enough to make me go, okay, we were in scoring position now. That was like momentum, and, you know, there's a lot that comes from with that. And to have him just go, flag. And then to see where it went after that, it stopped the momentum of that drive.
So Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons when they screwed up a 28-3 lead at the New England Patriots 3 years ago. That was quite the game. I loved that game.
Yeah,
I did not love as much. There are three teams in Super Bowl history who lost at least a 10-point fourth quarter lead, and Kyle called the offensive plays for two of them. Patrick Mahomes turned 24 back in September, so he is the youngest quarterback to win the Super Bowl MVP. Tom Brady's the only one to do it before turning 25, but he was whatever months older. Chiefs are the first team to win the Super Bowl after trailing by 10 or more points in every game in a single postseason.
That was the problem. If you listen to the announcers, and I know a lot of people turn them off, so, and that's fine, but they were talking about how these guys come back. And I was sitting there.
Don't count them out.
Grinding. And I was behind because I had left and then watched it. So I'm behind, and now I've got to throw my phone away because I can't even communicate with people.
Well, according to math, they should have lost. Like, they're saying that with 10 minutes and 37 seconds left in the whole game, the 49ers were a 94.5 winner, a percentage point. And somehow that they led 20-10. With 10 minutes left.
Yep. Yeah, but that's where that call with Kittle came through, too, is in that last 10 minutes. Right?
Right.
Oh. Anyway.
Let's take a break.
No. All right.
It's done with this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.